is the San Francisco 49ers reject the comments that were made yesterday and have addressed the matter with Chris. There is no place for discrimination within our organization at any level. We have always and will we have and always will proudly support the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community.
Or Section 39, as we call them, at beautiful Candlestick Park.
Right. Hey, is there... I remember seeing this. Now I know why they were discussing this on sports shows yesterday. Is there an openly gay football player in the NFL? I don't know that. In fact, I remember...
There's a punter for the Minnesota Vikings who came out and had an open letter to someone who was made anti-gay comments. And I'm not sure if the gentleman is gay or if he just really stood up for gay rights community. Do you know?
He's married.
He's married.
Yeah,
okay,
Chris Cluey. Sean is here, by the way.
Hi. Jody's out sick, so Sean's coming in to do the news.
I'm sorry it took me so long to get here. It's great to see you.
That's because Jody didn't want you here.
Oh,
she's like, I'll be fine.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
I'm going to be good.
That's why my tires were slashed as well. Yeah.
Okay. So it has not happened. That there's one last bastion of homophobia where it's sort of been like the Everglades.
Protected moist lands.
Is protected for just heterosexual.
There have been gay players in the NFL, and there's a former 49er actually was in trouble this week for getting a domestic violence charge with his boyfriend.
His boyfriend, yeah, right? It had to do with soy sauce and underwear.
I don't want to know that.
I don't know exactly what it had to do with soy sauce and underwear, but it had to do with soy sauce and underwear. But I don't think anybody has come out while they were playing, actively playing in the NFL. I think a few players have come out afterwards.
Right. All right. So the official mea culpa sounds good. I mean, it sounds like it's in his voice, actually. Those were thoughts that were in my head. And when I heard them back, I realized how bad they are. That happens to me every day almost. But that's why I don't listen to this podcast.
The NFL is an organization that will give you a stiff fine for wearing the wrong color sock. I mean, for not quite spiking.
So give them a stiff one? Is that what you're suggesting, Joe? I can't believe you.
I'm just saying.
Ram that fine home.
If there are no repercussions for a guy going out and talking hate speech about a whole class of people, that would amaze me, because this is an organization that won't let you celebrate in the end zone unless you do it just right, the proper way.
Frank Gore got fined $10,000 because his socks were hanging too low in the NFC Championship game. $10,000.
If you can go in there and say, we don't need any of these kind of people in our league.
And they better keep it to themselves for at least 10 years.
You know, it would seem to me that there's got to be a little more coming.
So the story's not over.
Exactly.
All right. Here's a guy who's embarrassed. This guy's the talk of the internet. How did this happen? He made a YouTube video. Well, oh, I see now. When you make YouTube videos, you can do them publicly or privately. Never put anything on the internet that you wouldn't want everyone to see.
It's just my private internet postings. That's funny.
This guy uses his YouTube account to document antiques that he sells on eBay. He intended to put this video up as a private video, but it accidentally went public.
Hopefully, all three of us can maybe meet sometime, and maybe through a three-way together. I mean, it could be this week, it could be next week, it could be whenever, you know. So I just wanted to go ahead and introduce myself to you. That, you know, I'm Cynthia's fiance, and I'm up for three ways, you know, whenever possible. And hopefully sometime soon we can arrange a meeting, so maybe we could go ahead and give it a go and, you know, see how it turns out.
A reply all.
By the way, do people who do those, are they that casual about it?
I don't know, but that was the most polite invitation to have a three-way that I've ever heard.
He didn't sound scuzzy at
all.
Quite a nice man.
Bring you water or hold the camera, whatever you feel is my best use of my physical time and attributes. Mm.
Ah, yes. Anybody on the show ever been in that situation?
Never close.
Me neither.
I have a wallaby I could bring along if that's what you're into. Maybe a stuffed koala bear.
Pedro, you?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. Oh, you plead the fifth.
Wow, good for you.
I'm lucky. To me, a two-way is a three-way. That's that's as good as it gets. Okay. Here's the... I want to play this again because we're trying to reach her. She's a Baltimore Ravens cheerleader who claims she gained 1.4 pounds, and that's why she's cut from the cheerleading squad for the Super Bowl. Keep in mind, they can only bring a portion of the squad.
Right.
She didn't make the cut. She has gained 1.4 pounds. Listen it.
I'd been benched early in the season for a little bit of a weight gain. During the season, I was about 124. Well, when I got benched, I think I had, maybe I was 125.4, 125.6, something around there. But when it comes down to it, that's the only disciplinary action I had during the year. I got benched because of my weight. And they said that was the reason. Anybody that had disciplinary action taken throughout the season was automatically disqualified. However, there are some girls on the team that were also benched for their weight and are going.
I didn't know they could weigh cheerleaders. Do they weigh them? Like the old, remember we mocked that show Pan Am because they were weighing the stewardesses in the old days of flight attendants when they were stewardesses? Do they weigh cheerleaders? I guess,
They weigh Baltimore Ravens cheerleaders. She said she was weighed every week.
Wow. Yeah. Do they weigh the Seagulls?
I can't speak to their practice.
Does anybody out there know if they weigh the Seagulls? Sean, what do you think of that?
I don't know. I can't imagine. That seems prehistoric to me.
To weigh anybody?
Yeah.
Do they weigh the Seahawks? Because they always put up their name and their pounds, but I always thought that's like a weight you put on your driver's license.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that it might be 325 pounds, might be 375.
And does the same guy have the job of doing both? I mean, is he just, and, you know?
And I'm going to weigh me, babe, and I'm weighing her.
Is it the same scale? Either?
Yeah. They just...
Inquiring show hosts want to know, does anybody out there know, do they weigh the Hawks? Do they weigh the Seagulls? Is there a one? Now, is it like a BMI thing? Because BMI is terrible. It's like they have a weight range that's considered normal. It's not scientifically correct or accurate. And like every person is different. For one gal, a certain weight might be perfect. For another gal or a guy, it might be 15 pounds more. Just because of how they're built, their bone structure, their density, their all sorts of things. We have one call. Bridget.
Hello.
Hi. You were on a dance team at Purdue. So what can you tell us?
So this was many years ago, but at the time, we had to weigh in every week before we were selected to perform that week. So we had, you know, extra girls on the squad in case we didn't meet weight.
Meet weight like you were trying to get up to a weight?
No.
Oh.
We did. We were given, at the beginning of the season, they did measurements on us and determined body frame and things of that nature, and then you had a weight range.
Okay, so they looked at you. When they hired you, they said, you look great, you're fit, you're buff, and now we weigh you, and that becomes the gold standard. You have to stay at that weight.
There was a weight range based on your height, your bone structure, and things of that nature.
But was it due to like a table of weight for all people, or was it specifically for you?
It was. Quite honestly, I wouldn't know. I would guess it was for women based on our age range.
Oh, okay. That to me seems so unfair.
But
so,
it was something that we had to do every week. We had to weigh in before we could perform.
How did you do?
I performed every week.
The
thing is that, I mean, what we found were there were girls on the squad who were doing things to, you know, that were not healthy to try to maintain that weight.
Right. What did you have to, from time to time, starve yourself for an afternoon?
No, you know, and, you know, I guess I was lucky. I was young, really young then, you know, 18, 19 years old, and we were exercising 3 hours a day because we were dancing and marching with the band. And so, you know.
It seemed okay. Was this only girls?
There were only girls on the squad. So
could that happen in today's day and age? Apparently so.
I'm not surprised. I wasn't surprised when I heard the comment, when I heard your teaser on my way into the office. I wasn't surprised by that at all.
1.4 pounds. All right, Bridget, thank you very much. I'm going to open the calls up to anybody, male or female, who has to be weighed for their job. I'm just curious. there are probably some other, you know, some other professions that require it, maybe quite innocently so.
How about the guys who run seaplanes on Kenmore Air? I mean, these guys are flying planes that can only carry so much weight. I know
it's a great
question.
If you're in aviation, the number is 877-901-0957. I'm sorry, Sean, I'm going to need you to get back, get on the scale, and then come on in.
She's seagull weight, Sean is.
You think so?
Yeah,
yeah, probably.
We're seahawk weight. Wow.
So, and that's the point. I mean, we could weigh the same as a seahawk, but and would right. literally be one teriyaki sandwich from death.
A lot of text messengers, and I don't know if they know, but to say yes, they do weigh seagulls. I got three or four.
Jill, here's the number. If you know something, call us at 877-901-0957. Jill in Kirkland, go ahead.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, Jill.
I used to work with somebody who was a seagull, and she told me that they had to weigh in every week.
Every week.
Yep. And if they didn't meet their weight, they were not allowed to perform that week.
That week they would have to sit out?
Yeah.
Yep.
Their uniforms are spandex.
Right.
That's stretchy. I mean, I would think if you gained a couple pounds, you could still make it into your uniform. And as long as you don't have to be at the top of the pyramid, you should be able to be fine.
Yeah, I think the top of the pyramid girl should weigh. Yeah. That one should weigh. Thank you, Jill.
You're the face of the organization. Well, or the, you know, if people are looking at your face, but
you're the navel of the organization.
You are. And this is a group of people that it's a privilege to join. And there's a lot of people who want to join it. When you join, they say, look, we're going to ask you to meet these requirements to do this job. I mean, you know, people are getting all outraged, but say, hey,
you
look,
think it's fine.
I think it's acceptable.
If I had suddenly instituted a policy here, because you're the face of our organization, we're on video, would you guys object to it?
Not at all. Will there be a trip to
Hawaii? I think I would have a full-time
job. Will there be a trip
job.
To Hawaii at the end of this run?
Danielle in Seattle, hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
I would do it, by the way, just because it would keep me in shape. Yeah. Hello, Danielle. You're welcome. I'm doing great. Did you try out to be a seagull?
I did a couple of times a few years ago, and they explained the whole process. They weigh in all the girls every week, and they have a 3 or 4 pound grace period where if you're above that or below that 4 pound grace period, you're benched.
Wow. So
not only they're trying to maintain their weight, but they also don't want them to lose a drastic amount of weight during the season.
Sure, you don't get all Darman Greg skinny on it.
Now,
you know?
Is it because they want consistency amongst all the girls? You want to go out there, you see 8 girls, and they all look about the same? Is that part of the reason?
Yeah, that's part of it, because they put them in 4 different squads. You always see them together, and they all have similar heights and measurements. And they want to keep them fit, so they're a firm believer in having them athletically fit.
You notice that in high school cheerleaders. I mean, if you go and watch high school football like I do sometimes, you know they all look about the same. Then there's always one that's, you know, maybe a little bigger or maybe a little taller.
In high school.
I mean, because they can't. The idea of a cheer squad is to look pretty uniform, I think. And when you're
and
a
wear
professional,
one of those uniforms.
Pretty, yeah, uniform, when you're a professional cheer squad, that's what they want.
All right, thank you very much. Blake in Federal Way. Go ahead, Blake.
Yeah, hey. We'll take this on another direction. That is, so far we've been talking about weight loss for vanity or our job, the ability to keep a job. But there's a whole other angle on this, and that is in high school sports and in wrestling and boxing, mostly wrestling. My experience was wrestling. Kids lose weight to such unhealthy proportions, you wouldn't believe it. And it's endorsed by their coaches. They find ways of getting around the doctor's permission. And in my experience, I wrestled a lightweight weight class, and I lost 20% of my body weight. And I went into the sport running cross country. I was already lean. And I got really sick at the end of my season.
You overdid it.
And I was undefeated, and I lost out. And anyway, the point is that I hated the sport afterwards, you know. And the point is the weight loss is just freaking uncontrollable in wrestling and.
But you want, like any sports guy, you wanted to compete and you wanted to win, so you sacrificed your health.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, there are times in wrestling teams where you're. Team needs you to wrestle at a certain weight class.
Right, and you have to get to that weight.
To get to that weight limit.
All right, Blake, thanks for pointing that out. Our last word of the day winner is Ray in Tacoma. Ray.
Good morning. Hey, Spike, I know I love The Boss also, but I really like Bob Seger a lot more because I think he's really living closer to the plane of Dharma.
Dharma was the word that Jody came up with yesterday.
Well played.
Very well played.
I apologize to Jody for that ham-handed attempt at getting in the word of the day.
Ray, you've got a pair of tickets to see Bob Seger at the Tacoma Dome on Friday, March 29th with special guest Joe Walsh. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 9 a.m.
Right on. I think I'm going to take my girlfriend to Fire Lake after that.
All right.
Show off.
All right, we have a text for Sean, actually. Oh. Your first text. She's seagull weight. If Sean wants to do a three-way, I'd be a perfect gentleman.
Oh, my God.
I think she got here after the day.
Did you see the three-way video thing?
That was Dennis Bounds and Lori Matsukawa. Get your minds out of the gutter. Okay? You people are disgusting.
Oh, well, in that case.
All right, here's a guy.
Back to you.
Here's a guy who says, my BMI is 33.8, which is obese, by the way. That standard is crap. I can't get life insurance. I'm 5'8", 230 pounds. Oh, yeah, I lift weights, a lot of them.
His insurance is denying him coverage because of his BMI? Man, that's
how the insurance companies do it. Oh, they just put you in a class of people, and based on the death rate of that class, they decide what you pay or even if they'll give you insurance. Now, 5'8", 230, what's your height?
I'm 5'8", and I wish I was 230. At 230.
But you were overweight at 230, too.
Well, but I wasn't lifting weights. If I got down to 230,
lifted weights.
Yeah, I think I would be pretty
Rocco.
Pretty solid.
Rocco would be a good nickname for him.
Yeah, because the rest of me is getting solid, except for my middle. The rest of me is getting.
Have you ever considered just sucking it out, just going to one of them places,
lipo,
doing a fat suck?
Yeah.
I think I'm beyond lipo.
We could arrange a remote in Tijuana or something.
We get you an endorsement.
Brazil?
We get you an endorsement deal, right?
I've got more, I think, you can do with lipo. They'd have to, change the bag on the machine a couple times. I mean,
there's a big pink dumpster out back.
Yeah, I don't think this is a...
You think you're not for lipo.
No, I don't think so.
It's like for people with a little tummy that they
This would
can't
be,
get rid of.
I could be one of those gastric band candidates, but then there goes all my fun. I mean,
you enjoy everything that gets you at this point.
I like to eat, and when you get one of those bands or one of those staplings, and that's the first.
Downtown Joe for pictures of food.
Yeah, that's the first thing that goes.
Pictures of food.
Yeah. It's a tough dilemma.
Just need to figure out a way to reel it in a little bit, more regularly. After the Super Bowl, we'll worry about that sort of stuff. This is not a week to start thinking about that.
You picked a bad week to talk about it. You know me. I'm not on you lately.
No,
totally up to you.
I've been doing really. I mean, I've cut out a lot.
I'm happy that you exercise and that you are healthier and cardiovascularly.
Yeah.
You're doing stuff for yourself.
Year in, I'm exercising still hard. I'm going to do the big climb at the end of March. I got to start training for that.
Is that going up the Columbia Tower?
Yeah, up the Columbia Tower to the top. Now, I don't know if they give you a ride down or if you'll have to walk.
Give you a ride down. Yeah. I think you can take the elevator down, actually.
Down is hard. Down
is hard. Paramedics will help you out.
Down's hard on your joints.
How do I sign up for that big climb?
I think it's full this year, but the waiting list.
Really? It's already full?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they fill up fast.
Oh, damn.
Joe, isn't it usually a lot of, don't firefighters do the big climb? Oh, yeah.
They have an annual big climb where they go with all their gear
full
and everything.
Gear.
Oh. Yeah.
You don't have to do it with full
gear. No, I don't have to do it with full gear.
Is there a buffet at the top in the Tower Club?
This is the first time I've ever done it, but that would be nice to have something at the end.
All right.
An angel.
Sean, we're going to talk to you about the news in just a little bit. I know you need a little time to prepare. Did we wake you up this morning because Jody was sick?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Nope,
you can
no
come
problem.
In tomorrow knowing ahead of time.
All right.
Jody will say she's all better, but if she's sick, I don't want her bringing an infection in and getting us sick.
Some narwhal virus, whatever she's sporting around. I don't want that.
She thinks it's the norovirus.
Yeah, because it's all stomach.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's bad stuff. What else are you up to, right? You're still working with Jet City and still doing your thing.
Yes, at Jet City Stream. And then I have a new show on Cairo on the weekends called It's Raining Cats and Dogs with Sean Stewart. And it is a show about dogs and cats.
Cool. Cairo television or radio?
Cairo radio.
Are they going to let you keep coming in here? We'll find out after today, won't we?
they, you know, they've been really gracious, but I didn't have a chance to actually, I didn't have a chance to ask them this morning. So let's hope I still have a show on Sunday
because
I'm interviewing the ref from the Puppy Bowl. So I'd like to be there.
I hope they're cool with it because, you know, they're, I enjoy them too. So.
Oh, I love them. They're great.
And in fact, Linda Thomas is back on, isn't she?
Yeah, in mornings, and she's wonderful. I love her.
I like Curly too, but I'm a big Linda Thomas fan.
Yeah, and Dave Ross is now with her in the morning, through the whole morning.
That's
as
enough
opposed
of the free commercials for
night.
Cairo. I know.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to make sure she doesn't get in trouble at Cairo. Linda Thomas and Dave Ross in the mornings. If we are not meeting your needs, feel free to check them out.
Intellectually, our talk of fat cheerleader and STD reporter.
Well, I'm gonna try and scramble together some news here, but it might be a tad lacking this morning.
I want to get your opinion because we talked about this a little bit earlier, and I was really hopeful for Jody's perspective, but she's out sick, and now you're here. Did you see the video of the Super Bowl reporter who got photobombed?
No.
Have you heard the story?
No.
What does photobombed mean?
Photobombs when you lean in to a camera for a still picture or a live video report. You've seen a bunch of guys at a sports event. Mom, go Niners!
You insert yourself into someone else's photo, usually a stranger, and they don't know until, you know, for
so he was
afterwards.
Doing a thing and a whole bunch of people were photobombing behind him?
That's happened a million times, whether it's a weather guy and there's people dancing in the rain behind him or sporting events where fans are cheering behind a reporter. This is the lady who was on Bourbon Street doing a report from the Super Bowl. A drunk waddled into the shot and started, like, oh, Niners, and she's all Niners. The reporter immediately turns to, oh, you're here. You want to do an interview? We're reporting on the STDs on Bourbon Street. How long have you had an STD?
The reporter actually turned it on the drunk woman. Play that, Pedro.
Basically, what is left is the people walking around with this glazed look in their eyes and just stumbling.
Hey,
like this one behind me. Hi, yes. How are you doing?
Of course, California.
Oh, very nice to meet you. You know,
49ers.
You're going to do an interview with us?
Sure.
Okay, because we were just talking about here along Bourbon Street and the STD rate that's been going on here. And so how long have you had an STD?
I don't have an STD.
Oh, then why did you want to talk?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Are you serious?
Nothing to be ashamed of right now.
No, I don't have an STD. That's
oh,
so
okay. Okay.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
That's just cruel.
That's what I thought.
I think that the drunk held up pretty well there.
She held her end of the bargain.
I don't have an STD. What are you talking about?
Who told you? Yeah. Monty!
All right, when we come back, let's see. 1 in 7 men have dated their ex's sister. Believe it or not. Yesterday we told you about lawmakers getting their dry cleaning paid for by the state. Today, something else you and I pay for.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, it looks like we're dealing with some heavy traffic still northbound 405 through the S-curves. It stretches out into the Kennedale Hill. It breaks up before you get out to I-90. Southbound 405 also still busy from 527 into Kirkland. Good news is that Everett to Seattle has really cleared out. That drives down to about 32 minutes with the heaviest traffic after Northgate making your way down past 520.
This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate.
This Valentine's Day, make sure you and the ones you love have the right insurance protection. And with over 30 potential discounts, an Allstate agent can make sure you have plenty of money left over for flowers and chocolate. Are you in good hands?
I used to see people dancing in the streets selling pizzas or mattresses or car washes. You may have seen this in Bellevue. Just in the last couple of months, a whole bunch of gold-buying shops opened in the same neighborhood as Bellevue Rare Coins. They've got those guys with the signs. It tells me these places want to buy your gold, silver, and jewelry before you get a chance to compare and go into Bellevue Rare Coins. Competition is healthy, and you should do as much research as possible before you make a decision about your valuables. But you know what? If you don't consult an expert, you may not get accurate information. That's why it's important to visit West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins first to learn about what you have. They invite you, encourage you to shop around, but they've been here for over 35 years, and there's a reason why. They do a great job. West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins, their new location in Linwood, right across the street from the Alderwood Mall. They'll tell you what your gold, silver, and jewelry are really worth for free.
How do you change cars forever? Create the all-new 2013 Dodge Dart. How? For starters, don't look at the cars around you or behind you. Look up. Why? Because the sky's the limit. Design something original. Don't tweak. Invent. Get a concept. Crumble it up. Start over. Give it features cooler than anyone has ever seen. Not hipster and skinny jeans cool. Science fiction cool. Like an available 8.4-inch touchscreen and a hyper-efficient engine that gets 41 highway MPG. Toughen it up with an available dual exhaust. The all-new Dodge Dart. Nice work.
Well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on Dodge Dart SXT for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,249 due at signing, tax, title, and license extra. EPA estimates based on aero package with premium gas. Call 1-888-4DODGE for lease details. 20-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Ally. Residency restrictions apply. Must take delivery from dealer stock by 2-4-13. Dodge and Dart are trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Here at Taco Time, our Northwest roots run deep. And not just because we opened our first restaurant in White Center over 50 years ago. We also make sure that as many of our ingredients as possible come from right here in Washington. Our beef, potatoes, cheddar cheese, tortillas, even our pinto beans are all locally sourced. And then there's our incredible local employees who get up before sunrise to prepare fresh ingredients and make our salsa and famous hot sauce from scratch every single day. But Taco Time's Northwest roots don't end there. We've also made a healthy investment in our packaging, which is now nearly all compostable. So after you've enjoyed every last bite of your fresh, local Taco Time favorites, you can toss your compostable packaging away, knowing it's helping make landfills less full. Because while we want to leave a big impression on local appetites at Taco Time, we also want to leave a small footprint on this place we're lucky to call home.
Are you tired of problems with your prepaid card?
The problems keep me awake, so yeah, pretty tired.
Fed up with paying fee after fee and jumping through hoops just to load your card?
I'm so sick of the fees, and don't get me started on the hoops.
Are you ready for a better choice?
Didn't you just hear what I said about the hoops?
Introducing the Chase Liquid Reloadable Card. With Chase Liquid, there's no waiting and no fee to activate. Just walk into any Chase branch and walk out with a card that's ready to use. You can load cash and checks at any Chase deposit-friendly ATM and checks right from your smartphone. You'll never pay a fee to load your card, and you can also withdraw money without a fee at over 17,500 Chase ATMs 24/7. The best part? There's one flat monthly fee. That means no mystery fees and no surprises. So what are you waiting for?
What am I waiting for?
Get rid of prepaid problems. Get Chase Liquid.
I'm getting Chase Liquid today.
Visit your local Chase branch or chase.com/liquid to learn more.
Other fees may apply. ATM deposits subject to the fund's availability policy. Chase Quick Deposit is subject to eligibility and terms. Deposits are not immediately available. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Dr. Jason Cole.
My name is Ian Price.
We share the same body.
We have two distinct personalities, identities.
Which is good, because Jason doesn't lead a very exciting life.
I'm a doctor, and I would do anything for my patients.
I have no patience. But I'd do anything to play doctor.
Every night at 8:25, I cease to exist. He becomes me.
See, I get the nighttime. I call it me time. I show this body how to live. Unfortunately, at 8:25 a.m.,
I get my life back. We share the same body, but we are not the same. He wants to destroy me.
He wants to control me.
He tries to enter my life and manipulate the people I love.
I'll give him this much. He does have good taste in women.
Tonight on NBC, the series premiere of Do No Harm.
You're going to see a side of me that's not so accommodating.
Can two totally different personalities share one body?
Whatever deal you previously made has now expired!
Don't miss the series premiere of Do No Harm tonight at 10, 9 central after a special full hour of The Office on NBC.
Tonight, starting at 10 p.m., only on King 5, The Home Team.
Live-in nanny.
What would you do with your share of the $1 million in jackpots Clearwater Casino pays out every month?
My own jet.
Clearwater Casino is the Seattle area's only waterfront casino resort with table games, a world-class spa, beautiful waterfront hotel, steakhouse, and buffet. And it's only a half hour away.
Jewelry. Lots and lots of jewelry.
Relax and get your win on at the Seattle area's only waterfront casino. Just a short ferry ride from downtown Seattle. ClearwaterCasino.com.
BMW Bellevue wishes you a very happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. Right now, you can get up to $3,500 in credit on select 2013 BMWs. For more details, please visit BMW of Bellevue today. Financing or leasing through BMW Financial Services is required for the credit, and it expires on January 31st, 2013.
the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. It looks like we're dealing with some heavy traffic still northbound 405 through the S-curves. It stretches out into the Kennedale Hill. It breaks up before you get out to I-90. Southbound 405 also still busy from 527 into Kirkland. Good news is that Everett to Seattle has really cleared out. That drives down to about 32 minutes with the heaviest traffic after Northgate making your way down past 520.
This traffic report is brought to you by H&R Block. Looking to get money now? With the Emerald Advance line of credit from H&R Block, you could get your money today. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com to find out more.
Coming up at 9:50 on the Bob Rivers Show, internationally acclaimed Beatles tribute band 1964 performs live.